Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Carlos Guyton, the CEO and co-founder of Benchmarks Labs, that uses in situ third-party hardware sensors and weather information and delivers in situ forecasts, recommendations, and alerts tailored to specific locations to improve operational margins of farm and high-value asset managers. And Mr. Guyton, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. Sounds quite interesting what you're involved with as well. So for starters, tell us, what is a microclimate and how do they affect local assets? Let's start there.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Great question. So microclimates, in many ways, are all of those subtleties that affect specific locations that are caused by changes in elevation, for example, a mountain, changes near a lake, for example. Depending on which side of the lake, you could have like all the precipitation or no precipitation at all. The same thing to which side of the mountain you are, for example, you could receive lots of rain or wind or no wind at all. All of these microclimates are basically the little climates that are created because of these small changes in local conditions.
All right, and thanks for setting us straight in that regard. Now, next question would be, how do you actually forecast for specific microclimates?
Thank you. So the important part here, Eric, is that these microclimates are very relevant for users in agriculture, in energy, insurance, as all of those subtleties are often not represented by different weather providers, including the National Weather Service. So what we do to forecast for these specific microclimates is we use in situ information. So we use IoT sensors that are at the station, at the location specific, at a farm, let's say. Could be a wind farm, solar farm, or agricultural farm. Even at a snow farm, as some of the our mentors that are in ski resorts, for example, refer to themselves. So what we do is we use the information from the National Weather Services, and we know that they are biased and that they cannot resolve these microclimates. And with the data that we get from the in situ sensors, we refine them and provide a corrected version of what the National Weather Service does or provides.
It's all quite fascinating and interesting as well. Now, tell us, what is an IoT sensor?
Thank you. So an IoT sensor, excuse me for the jargon, is a Internet of Things. It's a hardware device that records environmental data. There are other IoT sensors that are connected, for example, a Nest device for a home, a thermostat. All of these hardware devices that transmit information via the internet are referred to Internet of Things or IoT devices. For the specific use case of our applications, they are full-blown weather stations that probably are the size of a Wi-Fi router. They can be installed at the farm level or easily mounted. They can transmit the data via Wi-Fi, cellular, even satellite to the internet, and then we receive it in our systems and process the information.
Once again, technology making an impact, especially in your industry and through Benchmark Labs as well. Today we're speaking with Carlos Guyton, the CEO and co-founder of Benchmark Labs, a leading provider of AI and IoT-driven weather forecasting solutions for the agriculture, energy, and insurance sectors here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of which, who would you say uses your technology or is most likely to use your technology? Talk to us about that.
Thank you, Eric. Great question. So our technology is, in many ways, designed for those owners of fixed assets, so things that do not move in time and space. So not a plane for sure, but agricultural farmers. It could be also solar installations, wind farms, are fixed assets that are affected by microclimates and that they need that extra accuracy in terms of the information for protection against heat spells, frost, better pest and disease modeling, labor scheduling. All of those ones are affected by microclimates, energy production, and so on. So we are now focusing on bringing this solution to farm managers and high-value land managers, like natural preserves that need a better forecast to manage the vegetation for, let's say, prevent forest fires. And in many ways, our technology can be deployed globally. So anybody that is interested in a more accurate weather forecasting for their specific location, it will be a very good fit for our technology. So.
And that information is certainly most helpful and appreciated. Good stuff there. Now, how easy is it to deploy your technology globally, and who supported you?
Yes, the technology is already designed, validated. We have users in Spain, South America, of course, North America here. We are probably starting a pilot in Africa late this year. So it's designed to be global, and it will provide this microclimate-specific forecast any place in the world that needs better resolution for those microclimates. We have been very fortunate. We received the support of the National Science Foundation, from NASA grants to support from Techstars, a leading accelerator here in the United States, NextView Ventures, and Plug and Play that provide us with lots of mentorship and understanding of the value of our solution for the insurance sector too. So yeah, thank you. Great question, Eric. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. My pleasure. Lastly, anything else you'd like to add, or any other information we should be aware of, or that you'd like to mention as we do conclude today per our conversation?
No, I will just want to encourage the users in the audience to contact us at benchmarklabs.com. If they're interested about our technology, we are creating also material, blog posts, educational collaterals that could guide the users for different types of applications. We understand that weather touches probably all of us. We identified 72 potential use cases. So there are lots of opportunities in the space for us. But if you're interested in weather, microclimates, IoT sensors, hardware, please contact us, and we are happy to help.
And again, listeners, for more information, simply visit benchmarklabs.com. Mr. Guyton, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I hope that I will be back into your show. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, most certainly love to have you back with an update in the future for sure. Again, we've been speaking with Carlos Guyton, the CEO and co-founder of Benchmark Labs, a leading provider of AI and IoT-driven weather forecasting solutions for the agriculture, energy, and insurance sectors. And for all the details, visit benchmarklabs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.